I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a
big, bad show tonight. Going to make you some money with the Godfather of Fantasy Football here in just 1 second. 414-799-1250 live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. But first, get some cash in your hand right now with a roster bonus. $1,000 roster bonus keyword. Through 4 o'clock, this keyword is good until 5 at 72881. It's Young, Y-O-U-N-G, Young's. Text Young to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Make sure to listen Monday morning with Bart and Chuck, 9 o'clock here on The Fan. All right, let's make some people some cold, hard cash with Tom Kesnick joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Week 6 already, Tom. Can you believe it's flying by this quickly?
Yeah, this is what happens. Football is a lot of fun, but the season just kind of cruises by. And before you know it, it's December, and the season's all over. So enjoy it while you can. And certainly if you have the Patriots defense, you're really enjoying it a lot.
Yeah, especially when you're playing against it in a casual DraftKings last night and everybody has it as their captain. You weren't necessarily enjoying it. What is going on with Sony Michel, by the way? Is he ever going to really factor into that equation and score some touchdowns, Tom?
Well, I mean, you know, Brady had 2 quarterback sneaks from the one. That's not going to happen all the time.
It better not.
I did think he was being overdrafted, though. I think this is a team that wants to throw the football. That's kind of their identity. So James White is certainly the running back in that backfield I feel most confident about. Michelle ended up with over 100 yards and, you know, a couple of catches, I think. So it wasn't a terrible night at the office. It just, you know, people want more. Then I think they want him to justify his ADP, and I just don't believe that's going to happen.
Williams in Elm Grove with a running back question. William, you're on with the Godfather of Fantasy Football.
Good afternoon. Half-point PPR, Chris Thompson or Damian Williams, and do you know anything about Tyreek Hill?
Damian Williams, you start him for sure. We don't know about Tyreek Hill. I mean, he practiced this week, got some scout team work in. The good news is it's an early game on Sunday, so we should find out by Sunday morning what his status is.
Emailer Rick from Oshkosh says, I was offered Tyreek Hill in a trade for Melvin Gordon.
Well, I mean, depends what his running back situation's like, what his wide receiver situation's like. If he's got great running back depth, I would do that. If he doesn't have great running back depth, I don't think I would, even though I like Tyreek Hill a lot.
Yeah, I think he's got Derrick Henry, also Josh Jacobs, and Aaron Jones as his other running backs.
Okay, so...
Well, if that's his stable, I could do
it. Nice, that works out well. Jim's in West Dallas. Jim, you're on with the Godfather.
I'm in a PPR league. I need to start one of these 3 quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, or Andy Dalton.
Well, you're not starting Baker Mayfield, that's for sure. I can go Stafford Monday night against the Packers. I mean, they are taking a lot of deep shots downfield. Marvin Jones has a great history against the Packers. I mean, Galladay is a good, very good wide receiver. He'll probably see a lot of Jaire Alexander, but I could go Stafford there. Dalton has a favorable matchup on paper, no question about it. The Ravens secondary's got a lot of issues, but you do worry about that offensive line.
All right, some stuff here on Twitter. All I have to do is tweet out 105.7FM, The Fan. Use the hashtag BigFantasy in order to get your question asked. The Merman did that. I need a quarterback this week, Minshew the second or Jameis Winston?
Winston.
Another one here from Dylan. Need one, Dalton, Cousins, or Keenum?
Cousins.
All right, to the phones back we go, and Andy and Tosa. Andy, you're with Tom Kesnick on the Wendy's Big Show.
All right, I need help with a tight end. I had Evan Ingram. He's out. I picked up Vernon Davis. Just saw that he's out. So now my choices are Vance McDonald, Jason Witten, Akins from Houston, or any other deep guys that you might think would be a good matchup this week.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably go Witten out of that group. I mean, McDonald with a third-string quarterback doesn't get me all that excited. So, I mean, Jason Witten is kind of who he is. He's probably 5 to 6 points. Maybe he gets a touchdown for you. You can't expect a lot, but he is involved. He's solid.
Arnell's in Greenfield up on the Fan with the Godfather of Fantasy Football.
Hi, I got a wide receiver question. Tyreek Hill or Will Fuller?
Well, if Hill plays, you start him.
Will Fuller with a huge week last week, won a lot of people, a lot of money. And that is for sure one thing that you're going to see a lot of. It's tough, though, when you have a guy like Deshaun Watson with the two different threats there. The deep ball to Will Fuller can be one, but then obviously each week Hopkins is just going to get a load of carries, load of touches.
Right, and that's who Will Fuller is. I mean, not to that extent. I mean, that game was ridiculous, but he is a feast or famine guy. He's kind of a lot like Deshaun Jackson. You know, he's a guy who's going to have some really good weeks, and then he's going to catch two balls for 20 yards. You know, that's kind of who he is. So it's a great matchup this week. I certainly do like Will Fuller, but if Tyreek Hill plays, I'm playing him.
Another one here from Jeremy. Need to sit one of these four. Evans from Tampa Bay, Ridley from Atlanta, Fuller from Houston, or Chark
right,
from Jacksonville.
I'm going to stop you right there. Don't take Mike Evans off that list.
Okay.
I know he didn't catch a pass last week, but he's still Mike freaking Evans. So
I saw a piece earlier today, people suggesting that they got to figure out a way to get him more involved.
Well, yeah, he's Mike Evans. I mean, the problem wasn't the zero catch. I mean, that was a problem. But the bigger problem to me was two targets.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Evans needs to get 8 to 10 targets every single week, and that's coaching failure if it's not happening. So remove him from the list and then read off the other one.
That's a pretty good offensive coach in Arians. Ridley, Fuller, or Chark from Jacksonville?
He has to sit one of those guys?
Yep.
Oh, I guess Fuller. I mean, you can't sit DJ Chark right now. He's red hot. I like Ridley a lot this week.
No, that's for sure. 414-799-1250. Miguel's in West Dallas. You can line up there. Miguel, you're on the Fan.
Hello?
Miguel, you're on the Fan.
Hey, I need a tight end. Jimmy Graham, Delanie Walker, or Jason Witten?
I'll go Walker.
He drops off, opens up a line for you at 414-799-1250. How much has Jimmy Graham elevated his fantasy value with the play in the last couple of weeks, at least getting some touches from Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, last week I thought was a pretty big disappointment. I mean, no Davante Adams, and he really wasn't more involved. I think he's kind of who he is at this point. He's a guy who's going to have some good games occasionally, but he's not somebody that you want to be consistently starting. I mean, if he can't get, you know, a lot more targets in the passing game with Davante Adams out of the lineup, then it's hard to get too excited about him.
All right, got some more coming in on Twitter here. Use the hashtag BigFantasy. Tweet it at 105.7FM. The Fan from Matt in a PPR league and need one of these four. Baby Tosh's guy, Hollywood Brown, Joe Mixon, Terry McLaurin, or Kyle Allen?
Oh, get Terry McLaurin. Oh, wait. So he's Kyle Allen, must be a super flex league?
I guess yeah, so. It says need one of these four.
Yeah, you always play the quarterback in a super flex league.
Any fear with Scary Terry and the new coaching staff coming in with Bill Callahan?
No, not this week.
Oh,
no.
I love
that
it.
That Miami pass defense is all kind of awful.
Just love hearing that.
Fire up Terry McLaurin this week.
Guy's got great hands, especially those quick late hands. One more before the break. John's in Oak Creek, up with the Godfather of Fantasy Football, Tom Kesnick. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. A wide receiver, my choice is between DeMarcus Robinson of Kansas City or Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Who would you go?
Robinson.
Yeah, that one feels like an easy one. Tom Kesnick here for one more segment. Your tweets at 105.7FM, The Fan, hashtag Big Fantasy, and 414-799-1250 when the Wendy's Big Show is back right after this here on 105.7FM, The Fan. Live at 1057FM TheFan.com. Also tweet us, use the hashtag BigFantasy at 1057FM TheFan. Godfather of Fantasy Football here for another segment answering your questions. Jeff's on the south side. Jeff's now getting his question answered by Tom Kesnick on the Fan. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Godfather?
Good.
1 point PPR. Two of the four. Samuel, Diggs, Crowder, and Pringle.
Well, Diggs for sure. If Tyreek Hill is out, I could go Pringle over Samuel. Otherwise, Samuel.
All right, got some more tweets coming in here. Let's do a couple. I got three quarterback ones. We'll just do quick rapid fire in order here. Josh tweets at the fan, hashtag Big Fantasy, Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson?
Oh, man. Watson, but I mean, Russell's playing great football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Peter says Rivers or Jared Goff?
Rivers.
Greg, Minshew or Mayfield?
Minshew. You can't start Baker Mayfield
nope.
right now.
Did you think
sure
you'd
can.
Be answering that question at
Hell no.
all this year? Are
no.
you
s-
no, I didn't
kidding me?
Minshew was.
But now he's one of your favorite players in football.
I don't know if the Jaguars knew who Gardner Minshew was 2 months ago. I mean, this is they're on record as saying they didn't see any of this
mm-hmm.
coming. He didn't play this well in camp and practice in the preseason. This has been a complete shock to everybody.
They were just looking at him as the weird dude they couldn't stop getting to stretch naked in the locker room. Need to start three of these four in a half-point PPR, half-point per first down catch. That's a new one for me. Jarvis Landry, DJ Chark, Tyreek Hill, or Mike Williams of the Chargers. Thanks, Godfather.
Sit Landry.
That's an easy one somewhat. Let's go to Joseph on the east side. Joseph, you're on the fan with the Godfather of Fantasy Football.
Hi, I got a gross one for you. Auden Tate or Geronimo Allison full-point PPR?
Tate.
Mike's on the west side of Milwaukee. Mike, you're on the fan.
Yeah, trade question. It's a PPR league. My current running backs are Le'Veon Bell, James Conner, Josh Jacobs, and Singletary from the Bills. I was offered Cooper Kupp for Terry McLaurin and James Conner.
I could do that. Yeah,
Cooper Kupp that valuable
yeah.
to lose those two guys?
No, he said he's offered Cooper Kupp, right?
Yeah, offered Cooper Kupp for the Terry McLaurin and James Conner.
If he's getting Cooper Kupp, yes.
Perfect. Rick's in Germantown. Rick, you're on the fan with the Godfather.
I'm a standard league. I need two of these receivers: Parker, Miami, Cooks, Hollywood Brown, and Williams from. Chargers.
Brandon Cooks?
Yeah.
Okay, so Cooks and Williams.
That sounds very, very solid. The tough part about those Rams wide receivers is you never know which of the three is going to dominate, but you're right. Cooper Kupp has just been the absolute constant this league. You haven't been able to change that.
Ronnie tweets at the fan, pick one, standard scoring, Malcolm Brown, Freeman, Miles Sanders, or Jordan Howard, Big Fantasy, hashtag Big Fantasy.
Malcolm Brown.
Another one here from Andy. Tweets at the fan. Big Fantasy. Non-PPR. Need one running back. Ronald Jones. Tevin Coleman. Should have been a Packer. Kenyon Drake or Chase Edmonds?
Well, I mean, we won't know about Edmonds until later in the day. That's the Arizona situation. It does sound like David Johnson's going to play. I do like Kenyon Drake this week. I really do. I mean, I think there's going to be points scored in that game. Anytime you get two really bad defenses, it tends to be a pretty nice fantasy day. I like Kenyon Drake this week.
Franklin and his in Hales Corners. Franklin, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, guys. I need a little help with the flex spot. I got Stephon Diggs, Jamal Williams, and could also play DK Metcalf or Chargers Mike Williams, full-point PPR.
I do like Mike Williams this week. Diggs got a great matchup. I'll go Diggs, but I do like Mike Williams a lot this week.
Is there any chance that this is Stephon Diggs' week to be the squeaky wheel that gets the grease?
Could be both of their weeks. I mean, the Eagles secondary is all kinds of terrible. So
Mitchell
looking really good.
Is in Brookfield. Mitch, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, I got a flex question for you. Mecole Hardman from Kansas, Preston Williams from Miami, or Peyton Barber?
Again, if Tyreek Hill is out, I can go with Mecole Hardman there. Otherwise, I'd go Preston Williams.
All right, got another tweet here from Nick, tweeting at 105.7 FM, the fan, and at Tom Kesnick, our godfather of fantasy. He's been out with us, I think, since, what, year one of the radio station, I think? Year one or year two, 2005, 2006, using the hashtag Big Fantasy. I just traded Kamara and Keenan Allen to get Aaron Jones and DeAndre Hopkins. Did I make a good trade?
I would say no. I mean, it's not terrible. But, I mean, again, here's how I evaluate trades. Who's getting the best player in the deal? The best player in the deal is Alvin Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever gets Kamara, to me, wins that trade. It's not bad. I mean, certainly Hopkins is great and Aaron Jones is really good. So it's not like he did terrible, but I kind of look at that and go, why? I mean, you've got a stud running back. You've
sure.
got a really good wide receiver in Keenan Allen. I don't understand why that trade needed to be made.
Who gets the ball a ton? Keenan Allen just gets peppered.
All I can think of is he thinks DeAndre Hopkins is the best player in that trade and thinks Jones is relatively close to Kamara. That would be my guess.
And that's fair. But, I mean, I kind of, again, I look at that and I go, I've got a really good, I got a great running back one in Alvin Kamara. I got a really good wide receiver one. Now, Keenan Allen got shut down last week, but he got shut down by Chris Harris, who is having a great season.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just look at that and go, I don't know why I need to make that trade.
Southside, Andy's at 414-799-1250. Andy, what's your question?
Running back question, standard scoring, need two. Damian Williams, Leonard Fournette, or Philip Lindsay?
Fournette and Williams.
Lindsay's having a pretty solid year that maybe, I mean, some people didn't necessarily think was going to happen when they told you everybody that they were going to split carries there with Freeman and Lindsay.
And they are splitting carries, but here's what it looks like to me. It looks like Philip Lindsay is seeing that the guy who's he's splitting carries with is also really good. So he needs to keep running well because mm-hmm. Royce Freeman is looking good too. That's how it looks to me. I mean, Lindsay looked good last year, but he looks extra motivated this year.
All right, some more tweets coming in. Another quarterback question from Austin. Kyler Murray. Come on. I don't want to read this. Kyler Murray or Aaron Rodgers? Hashtag big fantasy.
Kyler Murray.
Millbucks 2. I would have won Aaron Rodgers. Millbucks 2 said Tyler Boyd or DJ Chark.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't bench DJ Chark right now. I do like Boyd this week, but DJ Chark is playing great football.
And he's got Minshew all over him, just peppering him with targets.
Yep.
Matt's in Tosa. Yep. Matt, you're on the fan with the Godfather.
Hey, I got a quarterback question for you. I was offered a trade. I got Drew Brees offered Jared Goff.
No. Pete Brees.
Yeah,
I mean,
no chance.
Who are you starting right now with Brees out?
Mariota.
Yes.
yeah, I mean, is there anybody on the waiver wire? I mean, can you go grab Kyle Allen for a week? I wouldn't make the trade. I like Brees more than Goff.
Yeah, is there anybody? Literally anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I'd play Andy Dalton this week over Mariota. I mean, try to get by for the next few weeks streaming quarterbacks and then get Brees back, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Sean's in Racine. Sean's up with the Godfather of Fantasy Football.
Wide receiver question, need 2 of 3, full point PPR. I either have Larry Fitzgerald, Marquise Brown, or Mohamed Sanu, 2 of 3.
Well, Brown did not practice all week, and he's questionable, so that could answer your question on Sunday morning.
All right, Brandon tweets at 105.7 FM, the fan, hashtag big fantasy. Hello, Godfather. Need 2, full point PPR. Juju, T. McLaurin, DJ Moore, or Sanu? Thanks, that's Brandon.
McLaurin and DJ Moore.
Love this love for Scary Terry. I love it. I love it. I love it. Jackson, Menominee Falls. Jack, you're on the fan.
Godfather, I can start Austin Ekeler and Jordan Howard this week. Any reason to give up Valdes-Scantling, you know, cut him and pick up Chase Edmonds for backup just in case?
I mean, it's not a bad move. I mean, it does sound like David Johnson's going to play, but, I mean, Valdes-Scantling. I'd much rather have Chase Edmonds on my bench right now than Valdes-Scantling.
Big Bruce in Greendale, last up with the Godfather of Fantasy Football. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, how's it going? I got a flex full-point PPR. DK Metcalf, Chris Thompson, MVS, or Adrian Peterson. I have to pick up both.
Yeah, I mean, this could be the week for Adrian Peterson. I mean, mm-hmm. they want to make the commitment to the running game, and the Dolphins' defense is really bad. So this could be a game where Peterson gets 15 to 20 touches.
This was the only week on planet Earth I could possibly even justify myself taking the Miami Dolphins getting the points. So
no,
go Dolphins against the R words tonight. Let's go Dolphins! Come on, Brian Flores.
I think that
spread's too big. Six. I mean, the last time I looked, it was 6.5 for Washington. I think that's too big. I mean, these two teams are equally awful.
Yeah.
I don't think Washington should be getting 6.5.
I will be watching the toilet bowl and hopefully watching money fly out of it.
Those are the only people watching that game are gamblers and fantasy football players.
100%.
Joey tweets at the fan, 105.7 FM, the fan, hashtag fantasy. I need a tight end this week. Jordan Akins, Jeff Swaim, Tyler Eifert, or Noah Font?
I can go Jeff Swaim there. He's the only tight end standing pretty much in Jacksonville now.
All right, got a bunch here. I'm going to try and roll through here before we get to Sports Flash. Kevin tweets, I need 3 out of the 4 for a PPR league. Disley, Boyd, Brandon Cooks, Westbrook.
Who's a second one again?
Boyd.
Disley and then who?
Boyd.
Tyler Boyd. Sit Disley.
Mike Lloyd, PPR league. DJ Metcalf or Jarvis Landry?
Landry.
Jack, quarterback, Stafford or Garoppolo?
Stafford.
Ryan, Damian Williams or Mark Ingram, PPR league?
Ingram.
And
you
the
like
last
Williams a lot this week, but Mark Ingram.
And the last one before the Sports Flash, call me Jim. Need 1 flex, standard scoring, Tevin Coleman, Cortland Sutton, or Austin Eckler. Thanks, hashtag big fantasy.
PPR?
Does not say.
Standard?
Oh, standard scoring, it says. Standard scoring.
Standard scoring?
Yeah.
Sutton, but it's hard to sit Eckler. Sutton.
Is this the week that Melvin Gordon finally breaks through?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're gonna ramp Hold his touches up, but Eckler is still going to be involved as a receiver. But in standard scoring, I could go Sutton. I like Cortland Sutton a lot.
I want to know from you, because you're our expert and have been for a long, long time, and I respect your opinion on football. Box, you and I may disagree from time to time. This Aaron Jones character for the Green Bay Packers, once they get Jamal Williams back, and it looks like he'll be back against the Jets, Devontae Adams not so much, but once both of those guys are back and healthy, realistically, how do you think he's using this Packers offense?
How do I think he'd be used? Or
as far as touches. No, how he's going to be used, yeah.
I would say it'll probably be about a 65-35 split. It should be 70-75 in favor of Jones because he's just vastly superior, but Jamal Williams is apparently he's got another head coach who doesn't want to quit him. So there we are.
There it is.
The good news is Jones has proven he is exceptional near the goal line. So mm-hmm. he'll get all those goal line carries.
He's exceptional in general.
That does help that he's shown that he can do that on the goal line, be able to do it. All right, let's clap one more off. One more. It's Eric in Cedarburg for the Godfather. Then we got to let him get going and get to Ryan Wood. Hey, Eric.
Hey, PPR league quarterback question. Dak Prescott. Or Aaron Rodgers.
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, that one was simple. All right, Godfather, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, Friday. Hopefully we're making a bunch of money this week.
All right, sounds good. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's Tom Kesnick joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as he does each and every Friday from 4 to 4:30, answering your fantasy football questions. And if you didn't get your question answered now, 10 o'clock, 10 to 11:30 this week, taking you up into Texans and Chiefs football on the fan, is Fantasy Football Weekly with myself and Ryan Horvath here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. I know Ryan Horvath got himself some of that Robert specialty meats that I was just mowing down earlier today before the show.
Two full plates?
Two full ones. Oh, look, Leroy Butler's got himself a plate right now.
Sure do, he says. Sure do.
Free coleslaw down there, because Robert specialty meat.
God almighty.
They took the specialty meat, though.
They just gave you meat?
No, they gave me just some coleslaw.
Yeah, I ate all the meat. Sorry, Roy.
Plenty of sports action this weekend, and if you're tailgating in Madison tomorrow or making plans for the big Green Bay-Detroit game Monday night, make sure the food we're you're good. Serving up is quality meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. Everybody's
a mother's love.
Game.
You don't want me to eat
all right,
there?
I'm turning their mics off.
Hey, man, I've never heard coleslaw described as tender as a mother's love, but if that's what it is, Leroy. Everybody's game time favorite is the legendary Robert's Ribs on a Stick. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce, or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic parmesan, and Door County cherry varieties. We love our brats in Wisconsin, don't we? And you'll find over 30 types of original sausages and brats, including The Al Capone Italian sausage just bursting with zesty flavor. You had a couple of those today, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Call loading them two up on a bun.
Today, you put two on one bun?
Yeah, make sure that there wasn't anything
wasted. These
things
are gigantic. How did you get them on one bun?
You cut half of it and, yeah, slice it together. Make a nice little sandwich.
Yeah, I got to learn that trick.
Come on now.
Call them today at 262-5-
Like 300 pounds is an accident.
Call them today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549 MEAT. He's just wow. Big Bone. For the best selection and reserve your order. When you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money saving coupons for the best in meats. There's only one place, Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
I think they call it Husky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.